be marching throughout all these commercial districts, right, to let people know that business as usual cannot go on.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Now, this country's government that has occupied Iraq for some 17 plus years cannot go on. The sanctions that they are slapping against Iran that are starving poor and working class people cannot go on.
That's right.
So, like I said, in 72 cities and growing, we are organizing and mobilizing around the three demands. Demand number one, no war on Iran.
No war on Iran.
Demand number two, we demand an end to the genocidal sanctions that have gripped Iran.
End the sanctions. End the sanctions.
And then lastly, we want all U.S. troops out of Iraq now.
Out of Iraq.
Yeah. So right now in this country, we're mobilizing and denouncing this. The Trump administration and the Pentagon have moved to start another war with Iran by assassinating Qasem Soleimani, the top military leader of that country. If Iran openly assassinated a top U.S. general and bragged about it, there would be no question that the United States would initiate a full-scale war.
Yes.
Right.
Trump and the Pentagon have acted illegally in violation of the Constitution, the War Powers Act, and international law. We stand today outraged at the assassination of Qasem Soleimani. However, we recognize our duty to confront our government's heinous crimes against the people of Iraq, Palestine, Iran, Syria, Yemen,
right?
Now, whatever you may think about the Iranian government, whatever you may think about the Iraqi government, right? We have to recognize that fundamentally we have a duty to stand against our government first, right? The Iran nuclear deal that was ripped up was not a deal between Trump and Iran. It was a multilateral deal, right? That Trump walked all over that led us to the situation that we see today, right? It is this government that sanctioned Iran, starved thousands of Iranians. It is this country that has surrounded Iran with dozens of military bases, right? It is not Iran that's surrounding the United States with bases.
Right.
It's the United States. The United States is the aggressor. Iran is not the aggressor, despite whatever CNN, Fox News, MSNBC may say.
Right.
So, also we need to talk about the Democratic Party, because the United States Congress just approved a $738 billion defense bill, and that's $20 billion more. You pull that up. That's $20 billion more than last year, and $120 billion more under Obama. 180 Democrats voted for it, along with most Republicans. So we recognize that this is a total bipartisan affair. Democrats, Republicans, both support war on Iran. So this targeted assassination and murder of a central leader is designed to initiate a new war. And unless the people of the United States rise up, just like our brothers and sisters and siblings in Iraq, in Chile, right, in Yemen, in Kashmir, in India, unless we rise up and get off our asses and tell our own government to get the hell out of Iraq, right, this situation will continue. It's only 4 days into the new year, and I don't know about you, but in the Answer Coalition, our New Year's resolution is to put an end to racism and imperialism once and